Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Chaf Gimel. We are holding on daf Chaf Beis and Beis. We are at the Mishnah. Today's shir is sponsored, is co-sponsored. It's sponsored by Jonathan Frankel, who is Chusar for Shalem from Meir Ben Frida, and in honor of the Pidyon of Shalom Rubashkin yesterday from prison, and also by Avishai and Elishav Neumann, Lizuchusar for Shalem for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. So we are holding on daf Chav Beis Amid Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, and the Mishnah is going to list the different wordings of a Shavua and how the way one words the Shavua can affect how many Shavuas he's actually taking. We interpret that he's actually taking. The Gemara is going to discuss the major topic of today's daf is Achila Bechlal Shtia or Shtia Bechlal Achila, that when one says that he's not going to be Ochel, that includes that he's not going to drink either. And the Gemara is going to bring a number of sources, Mida Oraisa, that Shtia is included in Achila, whether it be a Svara, whether it be a Pasuk, whether it be a different Pasuk. We're going to have several different sources to prove that that's true, Mida Oraisa. The Gemara is then going to bring Rayos from our Mishnah, that Shtia is Bechlal Achila. Not only sources Mida Oraisa, but clearly that our Mishnah assumes that way. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that when a person specifies different types of bread in his Shvua, Paschit and Pasaorin, he specifies different types of bread, that means that he's taking separate Shavuos on each bread. And it's not that it's one big Shavua and he's specifying these breads just to say that just so that it could be clear that he's not including any other foods. No, he's taking a Shavua separately on each bread. Similarly, the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that when he specifies different types of mashkin, that he intends to take a Shavua on each type, a separate Shavua on each type of mashkin. Then the Gemara is going to compare the idea of specifying breads when it comes to Shavuos Bitoy, like we're talking about over here, to the idea of specifying when it comes to Shavuos HaPikadon. Person says, Yesh Lecha Biyadi, Pas, and he says, no, I swear, I don't have Pas Chitin, Sa'orin, Kusmin, and he identifies the different things. So how many Shavuos HaPikadon is he chayev for? And we're going to compare whether that the same halacha applies over here that applies over there. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the line in the Mishnah where the Mishnah says that if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, and he eats things that are not roi l'achila, he drinks things that are not roi l'shtia, that he's pater. But if he eats nevelos, shtreifos, shkatz, and ramasim, he's going to be chayiv. So the Gemara assumes that ein roi l'achila originally includes nevelos and shtreifos because they're not roi l'achila from a halachic perspective. So the Gemara deals with that seeming stira in the Mishnah, that on the one hand we say things that are not roi l'achila, that if you eat things that are not roi l'achila, you're pater, and then on the other hand we say if you eat nevelos, shtreifos, shkatz, or masim, you're chayiv. But aren't nevelos, shtreifos, shkatz, or masim just examples of things that are not roi l'achila? So that's going to be the last topic on the daf, Bez Hashem. So let's begin right now at the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Shvua shelo ochel, if a person takes a shvua that he will not eat, v'achal v'shasa, and b'shogeg, he goes and he eats and he drinks, even though shtia is included in the shvua of achila, einu chayv el achas. It's only one chiyuv because it was only one shvua and he both ate and drank in a single halim, in a single period of forgetfulness, a single act of shogeg. A shvua shelo ochel v'shelo eshta, if he takes a shvua and he's more specific, he says, I will not eat and I will not drink, va'achal v'shasa, and he does both, chayiv shtayim. Then he's going to be chayiv twice. Shavua shlo ochel, if he takes shavua just that he's not going to eat, but then va'achal paschitin, pasaorin, paskusmin, three different types of bread, einu chayiv alachas. He's only going to be chayiv once because it's only one shavua. But if he gets more specific in his language, shavua shlo ochel paschitin, upasaorin, upaskusmin, he takes a shavua that he's not going to eat these various types of bread, va'achal, and he eats them, chayiv al kolachas v'achas. He's going to be chayiv separately for each and every min because we assume that he intends to take an independent shvua for each and every min, and therefore each type of bread that he eats is a violation of the shvua. The Gemara is going to ask later on in today's daf, maybe he only specified the minim in order to be mefarish that these are the minim that he's taking a shvua on, as opposed to other types of food that he's not taking a shvua on, and maybe really it is all shvua achas. Maybe really it is a single shvua. So the Gemara is going to deal with how he could have worded it if that's all he intended to accomplish. Meaning, if all he was trying to say is that I want to assert these types of bread and no other type of bread or food on myself, so there's a better way to have said it than to say shvur shlo echel paschit and pasar and paskusmin. Shvur shlo eshte. A person takes a shvur that he will not drink. V'shasa mashkin harbe. And he drinks lots of different types of mashkin. That's what mashkin harbe means over here. Not that he drinks much of a single mashkin, but different types. Yayin, shem, and dvash. So einu chayev ala achas. He's only going to be chayev once because it's a violation of a single shvur. But shvur shlo eshte. Yayin, v'shem, and dvash. He specifies in the shvur. V'shasa chayev al kol achas v'achas. And then he drinks all of these different types of drinks. He's going to be chayev independently for each one, and the Gemara is going to deal with that as well. Maybe he only specified because he doesn't want to asser other types of, he doesn't want to asser soda on himself and beer. So he Dafka said these types of things. So the Gemara is going to deal with how he could have worded it if that's all he intended to do. Shvur shlo ochel. If he takes a shvur that he's not going to eat. V'achal ochlin she'en ruin l'achila v'shasa mashkin she'en ruin l'shtia. And he eats things that are not roi l'achila. He drinks things that are not roi l'shtia. And as we said, the Gemara is going to assume that that includes not only things like dirt and things that are totally inedible, but things that are halachically inappropriate for him to eat. Potter, he's going to be potter because achila only includes that which is royal achila. But then the Mishnah says shvur shlo ochel va'achal nevelus utreifus shkatzim urumasim. He takes a shvur that he's not going to eat, and then he eats things that are usher to eat. Chayiv, Rabbi Shimon Potter. So that's a machlokas. Tanakama says that he's going to be chayiv carbon shvur, and Rabbi Shimon says that he's potter because the shvur is not going to be chal on something that's already usher minatari. He's already mushba v'omid me'ar Sinai to be mekayim kol atarakula, and therefore. Therefore, the shvur is not going to be chal. Amar konam ishti nanisli imachalti ayom. If a guy takes a shvur b'lashon neder, he says that b'lashon konam and neder b'lashon konam that my wife cannot get hana from me if I ate today. Vuachal nevelus treifel shkatzim rumasim. And he ate today, but he ate things that were not kosher. Hare ishta asura. The konam is still going to be chal. His wife is going to be asur because apparently we consider that to be dvarim aruuyim la'achila. So even though the Gemara initially is going to understand that. That when we say ochlin shenruin la'achila, it means even things that are halachically not roi la'achila. It seems pretty clear from the Mishnah that's not what it means. That ain't roi la'achila means something that's inedible. But nevel, treifa, shkatzim, masim, those are things that are certainly edible. Now the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch and Yardes and Reish Lamed Hay. It's based on the Gemara in Ksubas Tavayin that a husband who's madir his wife that she's not going to get enough from him, the neder is nachal because he's meshubad to provide her with mizonos. It's like he's asring davar she'ino shalo. So how could this whole thing take place? Meaning we're saying that if he ate mevelos shev shechasim ratzim hare ishto asura, meaning the neder is going to be chal. How could it be chal? So Achronim suggest, the Prisha, the Taz, the Shach, that konam ishti nanisli is that he's asring on himself to get hana from his wife. Meaning nenesli means neneli, that I shouldn't get hana. The Taz also suggests that we're talking about a person who says to his wife, that she's going to be potter from her chiv to give him her maisi yadayim, and he's potter from his chiv to give him mizonos. Oh, so then, assuming her maisi yadayim are enough to support her, he's not meshuba to give her any mizonos, and therefore there's room for the neder to be chal. That's the other suggestion of how such a neder could be chal. The Tiferes Yisrael in Os Tezayin explains also could be that he was madir her beferush from things that he's not meshuba. Her, meaning he's meshubah to give her whatever she needs to survive, whatever she needs for her basic sustenance. But there are a lot of extras maybe that he's not meshubah to give her that maybe he was in the habit of giving her. So maybe that's all the neder is really coming to include. But however you're metaretz, it requires a teretz, meaning this is something that's a beferish mishnah over here that seems like such a neder is chal. It's directly against the Gemara and Ksubis in Amadir and Halacha Psukah and Shulchan Aruch that if a person's meshuba to support his wife. You can't take nedarim on such things that one's wife is not able to get hana from him. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Chiya bar Avin Amr Shmuel, Shvur Shlo Ochel Vishasa chayiv. A person takes a shvua simply that he's not going to be ochel, and he's not ochel. He's only shoseh. He only drinks chayiv. He's nevertheless going to be chayiv for a violation of the shvua. Why? Because apparently when you say shlo ochel, it includes drinking as well. How do I know that? Iba yisem a svara, iba yisem a kra. It could be derived from a svara, it could be derived from a pasuk. Tosfos already points out, iba yisem a kra, so perakam de kedushin, gabe kol sheyeshlo ba'ashchasa amar hachi, v'chein b'kama mekomos. He says, you know, we do have in a number of places in Shas that we say that we have a pasuk and a svara to support the same idea. He says, v'teima, but I don't understand why we have like that in several places in Shas. Kivadika svara lamalikra. If you have a powerful svara that something is true, why is there any further need for a pasuk? Dachi park parak bezik subis kabe hadam ravuna minayin la pesha asar la pesha itir lamalikra svarahu. That hu asra hu sharila. Where the Gemara asks, why do I need a pasuk for the notion of a pesha asar la pesha itir? It's a svara that he's the one that asked it, so he's the one that has ne'amanus on it. So why would I need a pasuk? So that shouldn't ask the same. So Tos is asking, why is it that sometimes the Gemara says Lamalikra Svarahu? The Gemara is very happy with the Svara and thinks that a pasuk is totally unnecessary. And sometimes the Gemara says, matter of factly, as if it's not a problem at all, that it's both a pasuk and a Svara, and that it's both necessary. V'yesh lechalik, says Tos, yesh dvarim she'en ha'svara pshuta kol kach v'tzarech ha'pasuk lashmi'enu ha'svara. And he says the answer is very simply, there are Svaras and there are Svaras. You know, if it's a Svara, that's an extraordinarily powerful svara, then we'll say lamali kra. Why do I even need a pasuk? Svarahu. Of course, it's a svara. But if there are svaras that are not so super powerful, there are svaras, but they could, I'm not sure that svara is going to be binding la halacha. So that's why I need a pasuk to tell me, to be megale, that svara is in fact a binding svara. That svara is in fact a powerful enough svara. Now it's interesting, in the Paras Yosef, in the back of the Gemara, he raises a different question. He says Tzarech Iyun Dim Kain Kra Mayahani. So he says Yeshom Shum Dibin Dorm Kamara Gemara Lema Bahakam Lifli Mar Savar Halachachar Lashon Torah Mar Savar Halachachar Lashon Bnei Adam. But sometimes we still go Basar Lashon HaTorah. So he says that's why the Gemara says Iba Yisem Svara Iba Yisem Kra is for the shita of the Rabbanan, meaning that dafka, because there is the issue of halachachar lashon b'nei adam when it comes to nedarim and shavuos. So he says that's why the Rif quotes in the name of the Bahag that you need a svara, because by nedarim halachachar lashon b'nei adam, because that's not something that meaning by nedarim we don't always look at the pasuk, we look at how people talk, so we have to look at how people think, we have to look at svara as well. So anyway, so what are these rayas that shtia is bichlal achila? So let's see. Iba yisem a svara. Well, the svara goes as follows. Darmalei inish lechavre. A person says to his friend, nitom midi. Come, let's be towing. Va'ayli va'achlu v'shasu. And they go into the house and they eat and they drink. But all he said is, let's be towing. So you see that when he says, let's be towing, he's including shtia as well. Tosel says, "Vishtia lav b'chlal achilu ha'ilan lahaskir gam ashtia." Meaning, the raya seems to be that if shtia was not b'chlal achilu, he shouldn't have just said nitom midi. He should have said nitom v'nishta. Ulfi asum hasvarm dlogasim ela azu v'shasu nichatvei v'im tomar. Says Tosel, wait a second. How do you see that shtia is b'chlal achila? All you see from here is that shtia is bechlal ti'ima v'im tomar. Ma inyan ti'ima etzal achila. How does ti'ima reflect on what the status of the lashon of achila is? It must be that those words were interchangeable, and that's why we think that this is a valid raya. So that's the svara. It's just simply look at the way people talk. Look at the lashon b'nei adam. That's why we're so interested in the svara over here. Look at the lashon b'nei adam. That in lashon b'nei adam, when people talk about achila, they talk about both achila and shtia. V'ibay say makra, and the pasuk is that shtia b'chlal achila. Dam reish lakish minayin l'shtia shi b'chlal achila shnemar. That pasuk says that you should have your meiser in Lefnei Hashem Elokecha dafka in Yerushalayim. Now tirosh chamrahu. What is tirosh? Tirosh is wine. Uksiv viachalta. Yet the pasuk never says viachalta vishasisa Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. It just says viachalta, and apparently wine is included in viachalta. Tosus raises the question on the top. A person takes a neder from Tirosh. Are you sure Tirosh is wine? By Nedarim, we say that a person takes a neder from Tirosh, he's asking all sorts of sweet things, but he's mutter b'yayin. Yeah, that's when a person takes a neder, because by Nedarim, so yeah, by a neder, the word Tirosh doesn't mean wine. But in the Lashon Akra, in the Lashon of the Psukim, the word Tirosh, in fact, does mean wine. So those points out, that's already a sugya in Yuma, where the question is asked and answered. So the Gemara says, is this such a great raya? V'dilma al yidei anigaron. Maybe the idea that you can eat wine is not because drinking is called achila. Maybe you taka do eat wine when you put it in a dish called anigaron, which is then eaten. Dam rabar shmul, anigaron maya de silki, that anigaron is beet water, it's some type of beet soup. V'achsigaron maya de kulushilki. And achsigaron is a different type of vegetable soup. So that's when you have the wine in a soup, so maybe that's why it's not called shtia. Well, wait, is soup not a shtia? Isn't soup a shtia also? Meaning if it's a liquid, doesn't that qualify as a shtia? So Rav Shachter proves from many other, from many earlier posts from Chaim V'Lajner and the Kazhuk Glover Gon and many others in the Sefer Bikvei Atzon, that the way we define what's called a drink and what's called a food is not based on liquid versus solid. The way we define what's called a drink, what's called a food, is based on whether you would consider it a beverage. Meaning, is that a beverage that you take along with your meal? So wine, water, you know, those things are beverages that you have along with your meal. Soup is a first course. It's not a beverage. So because of that, soup would not have a din of shtia, would have a din of achila, with many nafkaminas la halacha. Most notably, what's the shir for bracha achrona? It's a major difference when it comes to achila versus when it comes to shtia. By achila, as long as you have a kazayis, bikdei achilas pras, right? You eat one kazayis in the amount of time that it takes to eat six kazaysim, so then you're chayv in bracha achrona. By shtia, if the shir is a revius, bikdei shtias revius. You gotta have a revius in the amount of time that it takes to drink a revius. You likely don't have that if you're having a bowl of really hot soup. But a kazayis b'chei achilas pras you're having, but really hot soup you're probably not having. Then there you have the further question: if something is really hot, do you follow that when you say revius b'chdei shtias revius? Is it b'chdei shtias revius of that item that it's not normal to drink something that's super hot very quickly? It's normal to drink it very slowly. So maybe that is the k'dei shtias revius of a hot item. But do we say no? B'chdei shtias revius of a normal liquid is always going to be the shtias. That's why many people are makbid when they have a hot cup of coffee or a hot cup of tea or something, that they leave a little bit at the end to get lukewarm, and they drink that down more quickly. Because if you're only drinking it when it's very hot, you get into a safek bracha achrona. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah recommends, being makbid about that. Okay, so it says Gemara, maybe that this raya is not such a great raya, that shtia is bechlal achila, because even though tirosh is included in achila, but sometimes your ochel tirosh, your ochel wine, al yidei anigron. Ela amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov mehacha. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, I'll bring you a different raya that shtia is b'chal achila. Pasuk says, v'nasata kesef b'chal asher tav v'nafshcha b'bakor v'tzon v'yayin v'sheichar. And yayin is chamruhu. Yayin obviously means wine. You drink it. Uksiv v'yachalta. And it says that you eat. So apparently, what you do with wine is included in achila. V'dil mahachanami al yidei anigron. Maybe over there also, it's only through this anigron dish, and it's not really drinking the wine. So the Gemara answers, no, you can't say that because right after the word yayin, you have sheikhar ksiv. It says sheikhar, which is apparently an explanation of yayin. So midi de meshaker. So we're talking about drinking wine in a way that could intoxicate a person. If you put it in a nigron dish, it's not going to intoxicate intoxicate you. Vidilma, maybe when it says Shecha, it's not being mefarish what wine is. Devela kilis. Maybe it's talking about you have dried figs that you put together in some sort of pressed form, and naturally it causes also intoxication. Detanya, because the Brisa tells us achol devela kilis v'shasa dvash v'chalav. If a person eats devela kilis or drinks dvash or chalav, which are things that are mishaker, v'nichnas amikdash v'aval, and he goes into the base of mikdash and does the avoda, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv malchus. So we don't see very clearly from this pasuk that shtia b'chal achila. Ella, the reason that you can't say sheikhar means devela kilis and it has to mean wine is gamar sheikhar sheikhar min nazir. It's a gzer shava that it says by nazir, also it says miyayin v'sheikhar yazir. So mala halon, just like by nazir, it's obviously yayin and it's not devela kilis. Avkan, so we hear by Meister Sheni, also it's yayin and it's not devela kilis. Because the word sheikhar therefore is clearly explaining, is being mefarish the word yayin, so we must be talking about drinking wine, not using wine as an ingredient in cooking. And if we're talking about drinking wine, so clearly ashtia is bechlal achila, because when the Torah talks about what you do with the Maaser Sheni, it says you are ochel. It never says that you are shosa. And Rava says, and you know what? Aside from these psukim and the svara, I have a raya from our Mishnah that ashtia is bechlal achila. Amar Rava afanana mitanina. This din is in the Mishnah. Shvur shlo ochel va'achal v'shasa einu chayev velachas. Person takes a shvur that he's not going to eat, but he both eats and drinks. He's chayev only once. Iyam repishlam shtia bechlal achila. If you say shtia is bechlal achila, and when he took the shvur that he's not going to eat, that included also that he's not going to drink. So isrich le'tana lashminan. Then I understand the chiddush of our Mishnah. Deinu chayev elachas. That you're only chayev once, because you might have thought that you're chayev for the achila and you're chayev for the shtia, because they're both included in the lashon of achila. Eliyamrit shtia lav bechlal achila. But if you assume that shtia is not included in achila to begin with, and all he asserted on himself is simply the achila, he never asserted any shtia. Shvur shlo ochel va'achal va'asam alacha mi'isruch lashmim deinu chayev elachas. A guy takes a shvur that he's not going to eat, and then he eats, and he also does malacha. He also builds furniture. So you need to tell me that he's only chayev achas? Of course, only chayev achas. Building furniture was never part of his shvua. So here also, who said shtia was ever part of his shvua? The only reason it's a chiddush is because shtia was part of his shvua. Ah, so it's a chiddush that you're only chayev achas. Amle Abayis, Abayis says alamai shtia bechlal achila. Wait, but if you're going to say that shtia is bechlal achila, how do you explain the hemshech? Ema seifa. It says in the seifa of the Mishnah, shvur shlo ochel v'shlo eshte, that if he specifies, I will not eat, I will not drink, va'achal v'shasa chayev shtayim, and he does both, he's chayev for violation of both shavuos. Kivin dam shlo ochel itzalei. So as soon as he says the word shlo ochel itzalei b'shtia, he's already usher to drink as well. So when he says that he's not going to drink, why is he chayiv for that second shvua? Let's say the guy were to say, I take a shvua that I won't drink, and that I won't drink. You think he's chayiv two shvuos? No, the second one has nothing to be chal on, because the first shvua is already chal, already covers it. So it sounds like shvua shlo ochel does not cover shtia, and that's why the second shvua of shlo eshta is going to be chal. Asks Abaye on Rava, how could you tell me from our Mishnah that shtia is included in achila? If shtia were included in achila, then when he says shvur shlo ochel v'shlo eshta, then we should ignore the v'shlo eshta, because it was already included in shlo ochel, and it's only a single shvua. So Rava responds, hasam da amar shlo eshta v'hadar amar shlo ochel. That the case is the in the safe of the Mishnah is that he first said he's not going to drink, and then he said he's not going to be ochel. The shtia bechal achila isa, achila bechal shtia lessa. Because certainly when you say achila, it does include shtia. But if you were to say shtia, that would not also include achila. So if he first takes the shvur shalo eshta, so then it's only going to be drinks for that first shvur, and then he says the shvur shalo ochel. So that's going to include that's that's going to add something new. It's going to include achila as well, and that's why there's two separate shvuos. So it's dafka if he's makdim shtia to achila that he's going to be chayiv shtayim. Aval amar shvuos shlo achal v'shlo eshta v'achal v'shasa. But if he does it in that order, he says shlo achal v'shlo eshta and eats and drinks mai. So what are you telling me, Rava? Einu chayiv elachas, that he's only going to be chayiv once. Well, if that's the case, then when the Mishnah tries to draw a contrast between different cases, when the Mishnah wants to come up with a chiddush, give me a case where you're only chayiv once, and the best it comes up with is a case where a guy says shvur shlo ochel, and then he eats and drinks that he's only chayiv once. Say a bigger chiddush. Listening shvur shlo ochel vishlo eshte. Say a case where a guy says a shvur that I will not eat and I will not drink, eino chayiv alachas, and even then you're only chayiv once. V'kol shkei shalochel l'chudei, and then obviously if you only take a shvur shalochel, you're only going to be chayiv once. El liolam kidaktani. Not really, the seifa is the way it says it. You take the shvur on the achila first, and then the shtia. We ask the question that once you say shalochel, it includes shtia, so the shvur shaloeshte should be worthless. Mishayni hachad, kibin d'gamar, shalo ochel v'hadar m'shalo eshte goli adayte da'ach achilu damar achilu grede sa'i. You know, there are some words that have dual meanings. So the word ochel could sometimes mean eating as opposed to drinking. It could also mean eating and drinking. You have to judge it based on context. If a guy says, I'm going to eat and drink, so obviously he means that eating is just eating. But if he doesn't mention drinking, then we assume that eating includes drinking as well. So over here he took two separate shvuos, shvuos shalach v'shalashta. Obviously what he meant by achila is only achila and not shtia. You have a lot of words like that in behema, the word behema in the Torah. Sometimes the word behema means all animal life, behemos chayos of. Sometimes it means no, dafka a behema, an animal that's not a wild animal. Yom, sometimes the word yom means a 24-hour period including both nighttime and daytime, and sometimes it means yom v'lo layla, daytime but not nighttime. So since there are a lot of words like that, you have to know based on context. Sachila is just one example of such a word. Ravashi suggests, you know what, there's another diuk from our Mishnah that shtia is bechlal achila. Am Ravashi masnisa nami deka. In our Mishnah we can be medayik that shtia is bechlal achila because it says shvur shlo ochel v'achal ochlin shein ruin l'achila v'shasa mashkin shein ruin l'shtia. He takes a shvur that he's not going to eat, and then what do we say? He eats something that's not roi l'achila or drinks something that's not roi l'shtia potter. So it sounds like he's only potter on shtias mashkin because they're not roi l'shtia. But haru'uyin, had the mashkin that he drunk been roi l'shtia, chayiv, he'd be chayiv. V'amai, why would he be chayiv on the shtia? Hashvur shlo ochel kamar, he never took a shvur that he's not going to drink. He only said a shvur that he's not going to eat. So dilma da amar tarti. So the Gemara says, maybe we're talking about if he said two things. Shvur shlo ochel, shvur shlo eshta. And the Mishnah is just speaking in shorthand by saying shvur shlo ochel. But still, the pashta seems more like it is a raya that shtia is in fact, bechlal achila. Now the Mishnah all said shvur shlo ochel v'achal paschitin, that if a person takes shvur that he's not going to eat, and then he eats wheat bread and barley bread and oat bread, so he's only chayiv for one. But if he says specifically shvur shlo ochel paschitin, pasorin, paskusmin, and then he eats all of them, he's chayiv separately for each and every one of them, because once he's being mefarish each min of pas, it must be that he's intending to take a separate shvur for each min of pas. And here's the key, because why else would he specify each min of pas? So if we can come up with some other reason why he might specify, then maybe he's not going to be chayiv separately for each one. So ask the Gemara, v'dilma l'miftar nafshe me'achra nasa kasi. Maybe the reason he's specifying each min of pas is to say, to pater himself from anything that he doesn't specify. Here's the list of foods that are included in my shvua. Beyond this list, nothing is included in the shvua. Not because he's trying to take a separate shvua. So says Gemara, well, if that's all he intended to do, havelei l'meimar chitim asarim v'kusmin. He should have said pas chitin, pas sarin, pas kusmin. He should have just said chitin, sarin, kusmin, and that would have included only those foods and not other foods. Why does he say pas by each one? It must be because he wants to be mechayiv himself in a separate shvur for each one. Says more, really? Maybe if he would have said wheat, barley, v'dum alachos, I would have thought that it's not about bread. It's only about chewing the grains that in their raw form. Davalei l'meimar, the Gemara says, no, still, he could have said pas chitin asarim v'kusmin. He could have said the word pas once. What kind of pas? And that would have included those foods and no other foods. Why does he have to specify pas chit and pasa or and pas kusmin? It must be because he's trying to be mechayev himself a shvua for each and every one. Says Gemara Vidilma, pas chit and lechol, sorin v'kusmin, lachos. No, maybe if he would have said pas chit and sorin v'kusmin, I wouldn't have known where to put the comma. I wouldn't have necessarily said pas is going on, chitin, sorin, and kusmin, that each of them are pas. I would have said pas chitin, comma, wheat bread, and also saurin, v'chusamin, v'chusmin, in their natural form, in their grain form. So it says more, no, but still, davle l'meimar, pas chitin, vishel saurin, vishel kusmin. By saying the word vishel, it would have made it very clear that that he's talking about different types of bread. So says Gemara Vidilma al yidei tarovis. No, maybe it would have implied that that he's not going to eat a pas that has all of these different types of minim, but that each and every min on its own he's allowed to eat. So maybe that's why he had to say pas of each one. Say ema v'chein shel sarim v'chein shel kusmin. Still, he could have phrased it better if he was only trying to exclude other types of food. He could have said v'chein shel sarim v'chein shel kusmin to show that he's asering each one of these types of food, but it's all under one shvua. Pas, pas, lamali. Why does he have to keep saying the word pas? Shmamina. Must be because he's taking different shavuos. Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph raised the issue. You know, the Gemara had said that while shtia is bechlal achila, achila is not bechlal shtia. So Tos says, "V'mtam l'tana d'al d'marba d'vele ki'ilis v'yalef l'bekrisus mishecha l'rabu shar mishachmin v'amar achmana al teisht." You know, there is a Tana that holds that when we say Sheikhar, it refers to Dvela Ki'ilis, it refers to the fig cake. Now, the fig rounds or the fig cakes, whatever they are definitely Achila, they're not Shtia. And yet, it says about Sheikhar, Al Tesht. So don't you see that Achila is Bechal Shtia? Yeshlobar, Kivin da Achila hi Iker Svaruhu da Al Tesht Mishum Shar Meshachrin de Mashkim Kasvei. No, the Al Tesht must be going on other Meshachrin. It's not going on that type of Sheikhar. Inami Sheikhalo Ari El Bemashkin Meshachrin Kamad Vash Vechalav Lach Ksiv Al Tesht to Dvela Kilis Marbina Misvarim Midav Hanach. No, the word Sheikhar doesn't really mean Dvela Kilis. The word Sheikhar means intoxicating beverages. Oh, once intoxicated beverages are going to be aser, so then mimelu we figure out misvara that tvela kilis is also aser because it's also intoxicating. Meaning the key is not that it's a beverage; the key is that it's intoxicating. The Torah only openly identifies beverages that are intoxicating because it says al teisht, but we figure out misvara that it also includes the tvela kilis, which is a meichel that's intoxicating. Okay, so that's the. That's that idea, that's svara, that while shtia is b'chal achila, achila is not b'chal shtia. Now the Mishnah also said a similar halacha to the one we just discussed, shvur shloeshta v'shasa mashkin harbe einu chayiv elachas, that if he takes a shvur that he's not going to drink, and he drinks many different types of drinks, he's only chayiv once. But if he says shvur shloeshta, yayin, v'shemin, v'dvash, and then he drinks each and every one, it's a separate shvur. So it says, well, wait, bishlam b'hasam, I understand very well, when it comes to pas chitin, pas orin, pas kusmin, he's going to be separately, because like we said, there are extra words, pas. Each time he says the word pas is an extra word, so l'chiyuva, so it must be that it's a separate chiyuv shvua. Over here, what's the alternative? Let's say he only wanted to ask yayin shemen udvash and nothing else. What else could he have said to express that without taking on himself a multiple shvuos? Dilma l'miftar nafshem mashkin achrini kamar kasi. Maybe all he's trying to do over here is include in the list of what he's really intending to aser on himself and nothing else. He doesn't want to aser other mashkim on himself. How do you know that he's intending to take multiple shavuos? Say, Rav Papa answers, Rav Papa, hacha b'munach l'fan of askinan. Now the case over here is the yayin, shemen, and dvash is on a table in front of him. Shaila lomar shavuos lo eshta elu. If he wanted to include only these things, he should have taken a shavuah that I don't drink these. And that would be obvious that it's only these things. Why does he specify them? Must be because he wants a separate shavuah for each one. So the Gemara says, wait, if he just would have said shavuah shlo eshta elu, that wouldn't have been enough to know exactly what he intends. V'dilma elu hu delo shasina achrini shasina. Maybe he's not going to drink this wine, this shemen, this devash, if he said the word elu. But that would imply that he's allowed to drink other wine, other shemen, other dvash. That's why he needs to specify. Ella, no, the case, the reason why he's that we view this as an extra lashon is because the Amar Shvua Delo Shasina Kigon Elu. He could have said that I won't drink anything like these items in front of me, meaning it wouldn't just be the wine that happens to be on the table in front of him. That would then include all wine. So Dilma Kigon Elu Delo Shasina Batzimiach Tfemiach Shasina. How do you know when he says like this wine? How do you know that he means all wine? Maybe he means like this volume of wine. I mean, I'm not. There's a glass of wine. I'm never going to have a glass of wine. Maybe he's taking a shvua that it's not worth to have just one glass of wine. If I'm drinking, I'm drinking. I'm going to drink several glasses of wine. Or maybe I'm never going to have a full glass of wine. It gets me too tipsy. But a sip or two, a little bit here, a little bit there. Maybe that's what he means. No, what he could have said was, if all he wanted to do was ask for these three beverages, shvua shlo eshte mimin eil. There's a way to say it. You could say, I'm not going to drink from the min of these beverages. The dilma elu hu delo shasina ha inu gufayu shasina. Then that might have implied that min elu hu delo shasina, rather, that it's this min he's not going to drink, but maybe these actual beverages that are right there, he will drink. Still, he could have said, I'm not going to drink these or anything of their min. The fact that he didn't say that, and he specified Yayin, Shemin, Dvash, that's how we know he wants a separate shvur for each and every one. It's amazing that we assume that this is his thought process, meaning that that's how he actually would have worded it, because he would have been super precise in finding the perfect words to express, you know, to express dafka that. Ravacha b'reid ravika amar b'misrahev bo chavero askinan. Now, how do I know that he wants to take a shvur on each of these beverages separately? The case is that someone is bothering him, someone is pressing him. Come drink with me wine and oil and honey. He should have said, I take a shvua that I will not drink with you, and we know that it's going on the Yayin Shemen Udvash. Yayin Shemen Udvash Lamali. Why does he have to repeat the words Yayin Shemen Udvash? L'chayv al kolachas v'achas. That's how I know that he's coming to be mechayv himself separately for each and every one of these beverages, a separate shvua. Okay, now that we've discussed both cases in our Mishnah that involve identifying different types of food, different types of beverages, so the Gemara is now going to say, well, where else in Dinim of Shavuos do we have halachos about giving an itemized list? And can we compare the halacha by somewhere else in Shavuos to the halacha over here by Shavuos Bitui? So Tanan Asam, there is a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vavim Beis by Shavuos HaPikadon, where someone says, Tein li chitin usarim v'kusmin sheyesh libiyadcha. Give me the wheat, the barley, the kusmin that you owe me. And the guy says, Shavua shein lecha biyadi klum. I take a shavua, I don't owe you anything. Einu chayev ala acha. So he's only chayev for one shavua. But if he says, Shavua shein lecha biyadi chitin usarim v'kusmin, chayev al kalachas v'achas. If he identifies each one specifically, then he's chayev separately for each one. V'am Rabbi Yochanan comments on the Mishnah, afilu pruta mikulam. Even if each min is pachas mishav pruta, but together they equal a pruta, mitzarefes. He's going to be chayev for shavua sabikadon, because together it's all a single shavua. It's all included in a single shavua. Now, about that Mishnah, pligi baravach of Ravina, there is a machlokas amoraim. Chad Amar, one of them says, aprati mechayiv, aklali lo mechayiv. That someone who says shvua shein lechabiyadi, chitin, sa'orin, v'kusmin, is chayiv for chitin, for sa'orin, for kusmin, separately. However, there's no additional chiyuv for the klal, for the fact that ein lecha biyadi klum. We do not assume that when he says shvua shein lecha biyadi, that's shvua number one, chitin shvua number two, sa'orin shvua number three, kusmin shvua number four. No, it's three shvuas, chitin, sa'orin, kusmin. There is no klal shvua. V'chadam aklalinami mechayiv. And the other one says, no, these are four shvuas. It's a shvua on each individualized item, plus the general shvua on all of them together. So he's really chayiv four separate shvuas apikadons. So based on that, when Rabbi Yochanan says that all the minim are mitzarif to shavu pruta, it's not only going on the resha, meaning where he just says that ein lechabi adiklum, it's even going on the sefer where he itemizes everything. You might think, well, once he's itemizing everything, why should they be mitzarif tikol shavu pruta? He's taking separate shavuos, but no, according to this daya, he's taking separate shavuos, but he's also including them all in one big shavua, and that's why they would be mitzarif to each other. Great, so that's the machlokas by shavuos habikadam hachamai. What about in our sugya? Do we say shavuos shalochel paschit and pasor and paskusmin is three shavuos, or is it potentially even four shavuos, like it is by shavuos habikadam? So Amar Rava hachi hashda. He says, no, you can't compare shavuos bitur to shavuos habikadam. Hasam, when it comes to shavuos habikadam, lechayiv aklala umlechayiv aprata, he's chayiv on the grouping of it all together and on each and every individual item. Because if he were to take a shavuos habikadam that he doesn't own, he doesn't have any of it, and then he takes another shavuos habikadam that he doesn't have any of it, he'd be chayiv shnei hashamos. That's going to be a beferish of Mishnah later on. You chayiv separately for each time you take a shavua, so you could double dip on the shavuos. But hacha isal kadai techisa b'chola aprati amay mechayiv. If there was a general shavua that included everything, then he wouldn't be chayiv on the pratim, because mushpavomid who the shavua is already chal. Meaning when it comes to shavuos bitoy, the shavua can only be chal on one thing. So if you have a shavua on the klal, you cannot then have a shavua on each and every individual prat. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with shavua shalom.